Okay, it's Yud Nisan, April 15th, at the bottom of page Tzadi Vov, very bottom. Zohi avodos hayira lahalos koach instinctivi zeh ulahavcho liyira gluyav alev. This is the avoda of Yira, to elevate, to bring up this instinctive force and to turn it into Yira that's revealed in the heart. Sense of Yira is latent within each person, but we're supposed to bring it out and make it an active part of our awareness. Rambam Perek Beis Miyosod HaTorah Halacha Beis. This is a quote from the Rambam. V'hechi haderech la'avoso v'yiroso. What is the way toward the love and fear of Hashem? V'shoshi yisbonin ha'odam b'maisav v'bruv ha'nefloim ha'gedolim. A time when a person will contemplate the actions and creation, the incredible actions and creations, the great ones of Hashem, v'yira mehen chachmaso she'en la'erech v'lokeitz. And from them he will see his chachma, which has no means of assessment or limit. He immediately loves and praises and extols and desires, a great desire, Leida Hashem HaGadol, to know Hashem. Moshe Amar David, Sama Nafshi Lelokim Lekel Chai. My soul, as David HaMelech said, my soul thirsts for Hashem, for the living God. And when he contemplates these things themselves, Miyad who nirsa la'achara v'yipachir v'yodea shuberyo katana shvela afelo medas v'da'as kala ma'uta. So the first part of what he's describing is love, is yearning to be close to Hashem. He says when he contemplates these things, right away he realizes, he recoils backwards and he has fear, and he realizes that he is a small, lowly, and darkened creature, omed with small and limited da'as, lefnei tamim deos, before the one of complete knowledge. Kemosh amar David, as David HaMelech said, ki era shamecha ma'aseh etzvosecha, when I see your heavens, the handiwork of your fingers, ma enosh ki sizkerenu. What is man that you should remember him? The reaction of contemplating Hashem is to think about how vastly small man is. So this is Rav Volba now. Dabar Nifla Megala Kan HaRambam. The Rambam reveals an incredible thing here. B'yira makir ha'adam es atzmo ba'omdo lefnei Hashem. Through yira, a person recognizes himself when he stands before Hashem. When the strength of the matter and the mightiness of the recognition of Hashem's loftiness touch his heart, zos hi yira. That is yira. Right? Rama started off really describing ava, and then he said, and that makes man think about himself, and that's yira. Yeah, an awareness of how small he is vis-a-vis Hashem. His stiklus b'ma'asav ha'nefloim, a strong look at Hashem's incredible handiwork, afilu tochus ba'alus atzuma, even if it comes from incredible influence, inspiration, im einena mevi'a lidei hisoros ma'ani ba'atzmi lefnei tamim deyos, if it doesn't bring to an arousal of what am I before Hashem, einena yira. It's not yira. Ela hasagas ramos asher b'dimyon yisoda. I'm not sure exactly what he means by this, but it's the grasping of loftiness that has its foundation. Dimyon could either mean delusion or imagination. It has its foundation in... probably he means delusion. If I can feel like I recognize Hashem's greatness, but it doesn't affect me, then I'm not really recognizing Hashem's greatness. Huh? Yeah, if I can see all that and it makes no difference to me, something's missing.
I think we talked about it a little bit last week, maybe, but it's still that I'm a little confused between ira and, let's say, guilt. The sense of being self-deprecating and just being self-critical versus the sense of an awe and ira of just have to feel guilty to figure out Yira?
I think he's going to address that in a couple of paragraphs. He's basically going to say, well, if Yira is supposed to make me feel like small and worthless, so maybe I could do without it. He's going to say it's better to be a small, tiny creature with a relationship with the Almighty than to be a deluded king of nothingness. So it's not guilt, it's a relationship with Hashem, and when a tiny mortal being has a relationship with Hashem, there is an asymmetry, and that's not a bad thing. Zoe Nekudas Hayira. This is the point of Yira. Shnayim Shomim Drasha. Two people here at Drasha. Echad Nena Mea Drasha, Mehavroko Seah. One person enjoys the Drasha, and it's like it's illumination, it's like lightning. It's brilliant, let's say. Hasheni Margish Gilu Hadrasha Kula Mechavenes Eilav Chosefes Lefanav Kol Nigei Nafsho. The second one feels like the whole Drasha was intended for him, and it reveals in front of him all of the blemishes of his soul. Ze Hasheni Hu Yirei Shemayim. The second one is Yirei Shemayim. Ki Hu Miyaches Hadvarim El Atmo. Because he relates the matters to himself. And somehow, if I can just hear things and they remain in the realm of the theoretical, but that doesn't matter to me, then that's what he called the delusion. There's some kind of disconnect. Therefore, fear of heaven and fear of sin are one and the same. In other words, a person can't have a fear of heaven. Wow, I'm so inspired about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if it doesn't make me afraid, okay, well then I have to be careful in my own actions, I have to improve myself, then there's something wrong. Ki hayira inena hargasha adina hamufshetes umnutekes me'olam ha'maisa. Yira is not some, adina really means like refined feeling that's removed and disconnected from the realm of action. Ela hakaras ha'odam atzma lifnei boro. Rather, it's the recognition of man himself before his creator. So Yira can't just be inspiration about Hashem. It has to be about me vis-a-vis Hashem. And this recognition necessarily has to be expressed in man's distancing himself from chait. To the degree to which he's coming close to the Creator. If I'm coming closer to Hashem, it's got to inspire me to further myself from violating His will. Maybe the Yetzirah will whisper to you. Larry, this is, I think, a little bit to your point. Woe to you, to use the Rambam's words, a lowly creature, low and dark, standing before, maybe with such small knowledge in front of the Hashem. Eze dikon, eze nechisus, what sense of being crushed, what lowliness. Eze chayim ba'atzvus v'chosar kol, what a life of sadness and lack of everything. Why would I want that life of being a lowly creature? I was going to say it's better to be a lowly creature before Hashem than live a life of ignorance, which is bliss. We'll continue with that tomorrow. That's a show.